The Power FM Brekkie Show.
When was it? Was it the noughties?
I reckon early noughties.
That the first 3310 came out?
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone's favourite phone, one of the most popular phones in existence. Everyone's been touched by that phone in one way or another. I never owned one, Jules, but my sister had one.
We had two in our family.
And I remember that was the first time, it was the first lesson my sister got in bill shock, Jules. She was not expecting that.
I was prepaid all the way.
Yeah, well, she got onto prepaid after that.
Yep.
But initially, no. But anyway, the 3310, it was special because it brought us the sequel to Snake. Which was a big deal at the time.
Yep. But as well as that, you could change the back of the phone so you could put some funky covers on it.
Oh, you could do that, couldn't you?
But I think the biggest feature was, well, there's two big features. The battery life lasted forever, it seemed like. But also you could run it over with a tram and it would still work.
Jules, was this ever something that happened when you were growing up at school? We grew up in a country town, Port Lincoln, where mobile reception at first wasn't always great. Eventually it got there. But initially, if you were on the outskirts of town, you had no luck.
Right.
So what we used to do was we would hit send on a text message and then throw our indestructible phones into the air as high as we could. And sometimes that would give it just enough height that it would get like one or two bars of signal, send our text, and then by the time we caught the phone, it plummeted back to earth and we caught it, text was gone. Is that a thing you ever did?
No. I lived in Melbourne. We had great reception.
Oh, well, I wouldn't like to do that with one of today's modern smartphones just looking
even
at it.
Even dropping it from like a meter, you're like, oh my God.
Oh,
the screen.
You just look at it the wrong way and the screen shatters. It's a nightmare with modern day smartphones. Well, Nokia, like you said, Jules, they announced that they're going to be bringing back the classic 3310 and they unveiled it quite recently, just the other day, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And there's some hints of new and old there.
I like it. What are some of the new features?
Well, it's got a slightly bigger screen.
Yep.
And it's a coloured screen. The original was just like that weird sort of green and black sort of colouring.
Like the DOS colours.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've introduced a colour screen. They've also introduced limited internet capabilities.
Okay, so it's kind of a smartphone.
It's 2.4 or whatever G network, so not one of the real fast ones.
Okay.
And I think maybe you can do very, very basic internet functions.
Can you take photos on it?
It does have a camera, which the 3310 never had that.
No.
It was way before cameras.
Can you view photos on it?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Yeah. That'll be interesting because I often send photos to my dad on my phone and I realise halfway through, oh, he won't be able to view this unless he clicks on the link or copies the link onto an internet browser somewhere on his home computer.
Which is so fiddly.
Yeah.
Because your dad's an old school phone guy, isn't it?
Loves them.
So this 3310 will be up his alley.
He will love it. And I've heard the battery life lasts a month.
Yeah, something crazy like a month on standby. You've got 22 hours talk time. So if you're just on the phone for 22 hours, you're not going to get a flat battery for that entire time.
That's amazing.
It's got the buttons, like no touch screen.
That's exactly what my dad wants.
Yeah, good. And the same layout as before too, or the same basic layout.
Yeah.
But I think the single most important thing everyone's excited about, they've brought back Snake.
Awesome.
Snake is back.
It's about time. Do away with all the apps and the other ridiculous games. Candy Crush, all the other rubbish.
So simple.
Snake is where it's at.
Back to basics.
Yep.
Admittedly, it's a slightly more futuristic, curvier version of Snake.
That's okay.
But the essential premise is still there.
We can handle that.
And on top of all of that, Jules, it's gonna retail for somewhere around $65.
I've just got Dad's birthday present sorted. Yes.
$65 Nokia 3310. Yeah, sign me up. The Power FM Brekkie Show.